Right now, we're going to find out about when words collide. And apparently, we're getting ready to bid farewell and also say hello to when words collide. Clifford Samuels was one of the founding members of this annual literary celebration called When Words Collide. So tell us more.
In a sense, that's true. I mean, I've been involved in conventions for 40 years. I started doing mostly science fiction conventions back in the 80s and 90s. We hosted the World Fantasy Conference in 2008. And from that, we had some excess money left over, and we thought about a year or so later that we should start a new festival, and one that's not just science fiction fantasy, one that brings all types of authors, from young adult authors to romance writers to mystery writers to thriller authors, and bring them all together so fans and writers could get together to celebrate everything that is writing.
Okay, now how did it manage to evolve to become what it is today? And it's actually sort of something on the calendar that, you know, a lot of people would circle those dates and say, we need to be in Calgary for this, whether they're just a lover of words or whether they are a person who puts words to paper or, you know, words on a keyboard sort of thing.
I think the great success about When Words Collide is that we focus on everything. I mean, that sounds kind of an odd idea, but it used to be you would have a convention that would just focus on one genre. You have a mystery convention or a romance writers convention. We do it all. So everybody works together, and all the writers work on the same panels. And for writers, it's that connection, it's that education, it's that feedback from the writers that they get that they really crave. And this convention gives it to them. We have a lot of people coming. For the readers, it's a chance to meet their favorite authors, to get books by new authors, to see new authors, to find out how they got their books done. So for everyone, there's something. And for a whole weekend, unlike a lot of other festivals, you pay for each item. We have a very minor, we keep the price down, and basically you pay once, and then you get to go to anything.
Where can people get more information about this year's gathering? And I guess things are about to change a little, but we'll talk about that in a moment. But again, if people want information for this year's When Words Collide event, where can they go so they don't miss out?
Well, we are technically sold out, but people can, you know, we might have some spots, but we're not sure about that. But we do do a whole bunch of free items. So if they want a lot more information about the festival, our website is whenwordscollide.org. And we have a number of public events. We are doing a public reading at the Delta South in the atrium complex of the building on Thursday evening. We have a number of authors reading, a number of our guests, and a special guest that they can come and meet. And we will have books for sale and things like that. And then on the weekend, we have a great merchants room and a small but very nice art show. We call it our secret art show. And that's open to the public as well. And we have an autograph session on Saturday night where all the guests and all of the authors at the convention are going to meet in the atrium. We have a giant area where people can bring their books and get them signed.
Okay, now what's happening? I guess there's sort of a transition afoot where, you know,
that's
sort of the
correct
group that has sort of been driving When Words Collide are sort of disbanding, I guess, passing the torch to somebody else. What's happening here?
There's a small number, myself included, who have been doing this for a number of years, and we're going to retire for a little bit. We might come back later. But the Alexandra Writers Center is taking up everything. They've already got their guests already selected for next year. They will actually have a booth in our merchants room so people can find out a lot more information. But we also have a number of our committee who are transitioning over to the new group, and they're going to bring their expertise and their knowledge to the other group, so it will hopefully be a seamless fit. Again, it's not an expensive weekend. I think for next year it's only going to be starting out at $50 for the entire weekend. So we're looking forward to that. They brought in a lot of expertise from When Words Collide, the first edition, and they would, I guess, would be termed as the second edition. And each year we define When Words Collide as the next chapter. And this is the final chapter for this edition, and then we're going to start a new one.
Ah, that's good. Clifford Samuels, one of the founding members of the annual When Words Collide Festival. It's taking place over the long weekend, next weekend, in Calgary. Just put that in your search engine, When Words Collide Festival, and you'll find more information. And I'm glad they're going to probably keep the tradition continuing. Tomorrow on the program, I get a chance to catch up with Fonda Lee, who's one of the authors coming to town, an award-winning fantasy writer. Fonda Lee, she's originally from Calgary. She doesn't live here anymore, but she's coming to town to be part of the When Words Collide celebration.